The Sydney to Hobart race record has tumbled thanks to some perfect weather. It wasn't just a new record, it was the closest race in decades, with Wild Oats 11 finishing just 26 minutes ahead of Comanche. But no line honours have been rewarded because an investigation into a near collision between the two Supermaxis is still underway. Sarah White reports.
In a nail-biting finish, super yacht Wild Oats 11 smashed the Sydney to Hobart record, finishing the race in 1 day, 8 hours and 48 minutes, leaving Comanche in its wake.
Wild Oats 11 docked to much jubilation here at Constitution Dock in Hobart. There were cheers went up. A lot of people had been waiting for quite a long time because there was, of course, that incredibly fast race down Tasmania's east coast.
The late night finish was the closest in decades as Wild Oats 11 beat the record, which was set by Perpetual Loyal last year. Mark Richards is the skipper of Wild Oats 11.
Look, we got to the Derwent with no wind and it was a tricky situation for both boats. And Wild Oats was just the better boat in those conditions, you know, the lighter air, and we just managed to slip past them and here we are.
Richards says he was surprised when his yacht overtook Comanche.
They had the most powerful boat by country mile, had a big lead coming down to the Tasman Light. We could see them, and I think there might have been something wrong with them. I'm not sure because they were silent during the whole race. We were sort of in touch going across Storm Bay. You know, they're still, you know, 2 or 3 miles ahead of us. And I mean, and then all of a sudden, the dream came true of seeing the Derwent with no wind in it.
The race's official spokesman, Commander John Marcos of the Cruising Yacht Club of Australia, says conditions have been perfect and he's not surprised by such a fast finish.
Look, it's been going incredibly well. It's a wonderful weather pattern. I think the contest itself is proving very interesting in terms of who will come up with the division wins and the overall win. I just can't compliment the weather and wish we had it all the time. That last year, I must tell you that I thought the record-breaking run of Perpetual Loyal was going to hold in for many, many years. And, of course, having told everybody that, I've been proven wrong. I think it's just the luck of having a weather pattern like this. And yes, of course, the boats are getting faster. The different ways in which the boats are built are optimised in many ways. And I think eventually you'll find there'll be another huge leap in terms of the ways in which they can build and leverage the boats.
But there has been some controversy as Comanche skipper Jim Cooney is lodging a protest against Wild Oats 11 following a near collision at the beginning of the race.
We felt they broke a rule and they fouled us. We looked on some of the TV stuff after the finish and we thought it looked like they fouled us, and that's our view, and that's what we're going to go present.
Wild Oats 11's Mark Richards stands by his tactics.
There's an incident there inside Sydney Harbour, which I think was, you know, totally innocent, and we should be able to, you know, defend ourselves against that situation pretty clearly. You know, it's not an America's Cup; it's a Sydney to Hobart. The rules are quite different. We did exactly what we had to do in that situation.
Officials expect the dispute to be finalised by the end of the day.
Sarah White reporting.